America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
You know, just trying to win the game, man. Wanted to gather some information, see the structure that they came out in, get ourselves in the right call. It was a fourth down play. No hesitation about that. We had an opportunity to win that game right there. Forget what comes after. And so we took a timeout. We communicated. We got in a call that we liked. And they won the down.
That was Mike Tomlin talking about the final timeout that he used. Didn't keep it in the hip pocket. Did utilize his timeouts in this one, Doran. And all three I hated. All three I hated.
Yep.
Now, is this the reason they lost the game? No. No. Gave up 450-some-odd yards defensively and offensively. You had 226. Let's start right there. But fourth quarter, Steelers driving. It's fourth and one. You come out with Justin Fields under center. You see that Dallas has two big hosses in the middle there. And you know you're running a quarterback sneak, and you're thinking, okay, maybe let's not do that. Let's call a timeout. They come out in shotgun. They do a read option. Man, if you're going to do the tush push, the brotherly shove, you need half a yard. I don't need the timeout there. Just run it.
I'm with you, man. I mean, you know, even going back to college, like in situations like that, you have it's called a kill play. You kill it to something else. You always hear them say kill, kill,
man.
Kill. There's always two plays in the huddle whenever you're in crucial situations. Why is Justin Fields not able to do that? Like, that's my question.
Great call.
And is that where Russell Wilson does play a factor in this? And whenever we talk later about the whole quarterback situation, you always want to go with two plays, like in a situational period, like fourth and one, third and one. Okay, let's have two plays in a huddle. And if we don't like get the look that we like, we're going to kill it to read option left or whatever to Najee and Justin. Like, and then Justin has the ability to see, like, if somebody's shaded or whatever and he doesn't have a lane to go, he's like, okay, wait, kill, kill, kill. And he backs up and then Najee goes to the side of him and then they run the play. Like, it's like some of this stuff is
that
just,
is elementary.
That's elementary.
Yes.
Like, he should be able to do that. And I don't know if it's him. I don't know if they're not comfortable. Arthur's not comfortable doing it. I don't know if Mike Tomlin doesn't like doing it. But that's elementary stuff. You don't need to use a timeout for a situation like that.
I agree with you. And that's way better said by you than by me there. That is insightful. You don't need the timeout. He's a fourth-year quarterback. Hey, guys, they might be prepared here for the quarterback sneak. Kill, kill, kill. It's that easy.
Mm-hmm.
Second timeout that they used. I know you got injuries. Then so you this guy's got to come in, this guy's got to come off, and that's what Collinsworth was saying at the time. Okay, I'm taking the penalty there. I'm setting up a first and five. That's it. I'm taking the penalty. I'm not wasting a valuable timeout. A timeout more important there than 5 yards, I think. And so there were 3:57 left to go in the fourth quarter. Final drive of the game. It's first and 10 at the Dallas 43. All right, you're going to give him 5 yards. Don't call the timeout there. It sucks. You don't want to have to admit defeat there, but I think the timeout more important than 5 yards. So I didn't like that. And then at the end of the ball game, I'm going to play the result a little bit here. You wanted to see how Dallas lined up so that you were prepared, but then you know what happens? Your slot corner, undrafted rookie, gets caught in the wash. Little miscommunication, total flub on his part. You would think after a timeout in particular, that kind of thing wouldn't happen. I don't need the timeout there. None of those timeouts needed to be called when they were called.
You're absolutely right. And I disagree with Mike Tomlin on the last one. Like, there's only so many defenses you can run in that situation, and you rep them every single day in practice whenever you're on a goal line situation. It's like, this is what we're going to run. And especially when they need to have it. This is what we like to run, and this is the singular defense that we're going to do. And you have to understand the situation, too. So you got like 20-some seconds left. You have a guy in Justin Fields that can use his legs. Use his legs. You know the defense is going to be in prevent if they do score. So if you're preparing, like, if they do score, I'm going to keep my timeout because I have Justin Fields. We have 20 seconds left. Probably going to get the ball around the 30 to start that drive. Everybody's going to be deep. Everybody's going to back up. If nothing is open that we can get a chunk down the field, Justin could run with 19 seconds left. About 12 seconds off the clock. You're still going to have time. He can go get a chunk, maybe get to midfield or right before midfield, timeout. Then you still have time to run another play, an out route, to go out of bounds, and then you could kick a field goal with Boss.
You are two plays away from being in field goal range if you have that timeout.
Yes.
You're two plays away.
And he was open to run that play that he threw in the middle of the field at the end of the game. He could have ran about 25 yards.
But he didn't want to because he didn't have the time. Now, Ben, they didn't always – I mean, it would depend on the circumstance. Yeah. But, you know, Ben would always want a timeout. Well, I'm guessing so would Justin Fields. And – You need 40 yards to get into field goal range there. With how accurate Boz is from 50-plus yards, you can even throw it into the middle of the field, bang, timeout. Then you're one throw away, but instead he has to heave one up, and then the second that ball hits the ground and there's 7 seconds left on the clock, the game's over.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have to start lateraling the thing around. So Mike Tomlin deserves a ton of criticism for his defense getting worked. And Mike Tomlin deserves a lot of criticism for the way that he managed the clock at the end of the game. And it's like Groundhog Day. When the Steelers lose football games, these are the things that happen routinely. Miscommunications on the defensive side and bad clock management at the end. And I can't believe, man, the number of people on this text line that are killing the offense more than the defense. Look, I think the offense probably was worse than the defense in this game. But you're built on running the ball, and you're built on winning with defense. And you lost with your defense basically on the field. So when you're paying all the money on the defensive side, I'm going to hold them to a much higher standard than I am the offense. If you would have asked me before the game, Doran, is it more likely that the Steelers' defense gives up 450 yards or that the offense has fewer than 250 yards, I'm going to say the offense is fewer than 250 yards, even with Dallas's injuries. We were talking 2 weeks ago, the collective we and guys like Starkey, about whether or not this was the Steelers' best defense since 2010 or since 2008 Super Bowl caliber defenses. And now 2 weeks later, they get carved up by Joe Flacco and they get carved up by a Dallas offense that really has had one good wide receiver all year.
Yep.
So I hold the defense to a higher standard. I can't believe others don't. Texter, they gave up 20 points. They gave up the game-winning drive and 450 yards, and they ran the ball up the Steelers' bums.
Yes. Yes, not with Derrick Henry, too. So, and he's coming.
Right.
Yeah.
Last week, you know they're going to run the ball, and you give up the run, but at least you got Jonathan Taylor, and you're like, okay, that guy's pretty good. Rico Dowdle?
Mm.
Can't happen, man. Can't happen. Texter, they gave up 20 points. Can't even listen to this anymore. Bleep, this is bad. Look, brother, you don't have to listen. We don't need you to listen. If you're giving the defense a pass because they, quote unquote, gave up 20 points, all right, give the defense a pass. But the $180 million defense let Dak Prescott go hot knife through butter at the end of the game. Let Rico Dowdle go hot knife through butter at the end of the game. Like, we knew the offense isn't a finished product. We know the offense can have its struggles. The defense ain't supposed to have struggles. And they did. I'm not absolving the offense, but come on now.
Jalen Tolbert took you to the woodshed.
87 yards and a touchdown. Rico Dowdle probably, I have to look, he had probably one of the best fantasy weeks of running back.
No doubt.
And if you would ask Steelers fans coming into the game, what's the name of the Dallas Cowboys running back? They all probably would have said Ezekiel Elliott.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's the guy you know. Rico Dowdle's just a guy. All due respect. All due respect, hell of a game by him. Can't happen.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.